So, if you didn't know, today is the 55th World Day of Prayer for Vocations. In December, Pope Francis wrote an article in which he reminds us that this is the day that we can use to consider more deeply how, at the center of our life, is the call to joy that God addresses in us. For the Christian life is one of joy. This day once again proclaims this good news to us, he continues, and in a decisive manner. He says, we are not victims of chance or swept up in a series of unconnected events. On the contrary, our life and our presence in this world are the fruit of a divine vocation. We are here for a purpose. What is that purpose? Well, that's kind of the point of a day like today. You know, it's meant for us to discern and to be engaged in the discernment process. And the Pope encourages us to do that and be continually engaged in that. He wants us to have a relationship with Christ. For how else can we know how to serve someone or be with someone, or be in communion with someone, unless we are in communication with them? We need to spend time with them. The Pope goes on to remind us, in the diversity and the uniqueness of each and every vocation, personal and ecclesial, there is a need to listen, discern, and live this word that calls to us from on high and, while enabling us to develop our talents, makes us instruments of salvation in the world and guides us to full happiness. So one of the processes of this discernment is to guide us into what our true vocation is, for through our true vocation we find happiness. Listen, discern, and live. And we have examples of this today in our young people who, with their parents, you know, have listened to their teachers and their parents about the importance and what First Eucharist means to them. You know, that is truly the body and blood of Christ. We hear this, and they have listened to it, and they have discerned that they want to be a part of this. You know, and then they will continue to go on and live out, hopefully, their lives of Christian faith, you know, bolstered and fed by the Eucharist. You know, and as in the past, if you know me, you know, this, the gospel reminds me of a particular song, which it often does, you know, and it was a standard here for a long time when we would dismiss the children with it. We don't do that anymore, but a number of you may remember it, and you might remember it because we have sung it as part of our normal liturgy, and you might know it when I say the refrain. It goes like this. You are the voice of the living God, calling us now to live in your love. Calling us now to live in your love, to be children of God once again. I hope you recognize that song, and you may have even recognized it as soon as I said the first few words. And you probably would have known it sooner had I sung it. However, I didn't want to distract you. My voice is not cooperating recently, so I just wanted to let you hear the words, because those are the important thing. So, you know, songs are like that. You know, we know the tune, and sometimes we know it as soon as we hear the first note. You know, some notes call to us, some songs call to us deep in our soul, just like some voices. And it is by listening that we hear this voice of God. But as you know, just like there are songs that lift us up, there are songs that are dark and violent and hateful. The voices reflected in those songs are all around us. The voices of our culture, the culture that St. John Paul II called the culture of death, do not always have our best interests at heart. There are voices in our culture that call us to buy more, live in fear because something is always out to get us. They call us to abandon our faith because it's not scientific or it's hypocritical. Those voices see the church as the enemy of love, not its deepest and most ardent proponent. And we are called every day, as part of our vocation, as part of our discernment, to make a choice as to which voices, which callings we are going to listen to. The voices of fear or the voices of faith and love. In the gospel today, Jesus claims that I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for my sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. There's a lot in that passage. You know, first of all, the self-sacrificial love that Christ is talking about. But the thing that got me had to do with us. We are sitting here in Charlottesville, Virginia, you know, and we are the other sheep. You know, and it's amazing to me how well that flock has grown since the day of Christ sometimes, you know. We are the Gentile, the non-Jew. And Jesus is calling and claiming that all can come to know him. Even if they're not Jewish, all can come to know him if they listen to his call, if they follow his voice. That was radical in his time. Now, you may already know about sheep. You may not know this, though. They know their shepherd's voice. They won't follow another shepherd. In an area where there are many sheep and many shepherds, they are able to distinguish and only follow their shepherd. So it brings up the question, so for those of us who are claiming to be Christian, what do we do when we hear Jesus' voice calling to us? What do we do with that? Is our voice recognition at least as good as sheep? Now, we have all experienced the power, you know, in our lives of somebody's, or the power of somebody's voice in our lives, you know, of their call to us. If you're like me, it was the sound of my mother's voice. You know, it gave me immediate direction of what I was to do. The words were not necessarily important. And kids, you know, right? Sometimes it's not the words that we hear. We just need to hear their tone. And we know what we should be doing. So what do we do with Jesus' tone to us? You know? How do we follow him? What do we do when we hear that tone, when we hear that voice? Do we act like Martha? Do we go about serving the poor in our midst as Jesus commanded us to do in Matthew 25, showing our love for Jesus and feeding the sheep as he commanded Peter to do in the other Gospels, in other Gospel passages? Are our lives active in the service of God? If they are, this indeed, of course, is a very good thing, for that is what Jesus did when he fed the hungry and clothed the naked, comforted the afflicted. And it's the way that I have acted in my life for the most part. You know, on those occasions, you know, when I have listened to Jesus' call. But I just want to point out there's another way to react to Jesus' call. You know, if you remember the story of Martha and Mary, the other thing we can do is just listen and do the better thing. It doesn't mean we should abandon the activity, you know, Jesus commands us to do in Matthew 25. For, of course, imagine a church without active ministries. It's just that it's also a great ministry to listen to Jesus' call, pray, listen to his words from the Gospels, spend time with him in the quiet, in the silence, which is sometimes the only place we can hear him. That, too, is the better thing. It is both an and thing. You know, it's not an either or. You know, activity and listening, living and listening for the call, both are our vocations and both are our calling. In the second reading today, we heard, "Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." And what I take from these words is that while we may not see yet what our purpose is, when we do see it, we will know it because it will make us more Christ-like. It will bring us closer to the image and likeness of God we were born to be. By discerning, we will know. So, I'm going to take a little aside here and just mention, so for those young men who may be hearing the call to the priesthood specifically, listen to that call. Talk to the priests that you know. Talk to other people in religious life. Talk to me. And you know, try to flesh that out and see what that might look to you. Back to the homily. So my take from all this is that we are to listen, to discern and live. Listen to the call of the Word and Jesus. Discern what it means in our lives today and help us, and you know, it calls us to live out our baptismal calling in our daily lives. We are all anointed as priests, some ecclesial, some personal, prophets and kings. It means that we're called out to reach out and minister to others. We are called to spread the good news. And we are called to be both leaders and servants. Let's all pray we live up to that challenge, one day at a time. Amen. Amen.